Penguin Audio presents The Nethergrim by Matthew Jobin, read by Jeremy Arthur. Fortina. Prologue. The best horse I ever knew was a bay stallion with a white star on his face. His name was Juniper, a strange name for a steed of war, but that's what he was called when he was born, and his rider never changed it. The rider was the fourth son of the lord of a little place far away south. This boy had heard every tale of every grand old hero ever told, and when each of them was finished, he asked to hear it again, long after the other boys had started sneering at them. His father gave him Juniper on his 16th birthday, because he had no land left to give. And so this boy, his name was Tristan, thanked his father for the horse and the armor and the sword he was given, and rode away from home. He had too many brothers for anyone to miss him much. Tristan and Juniper wandered the roads for many months, looking for good deeds that needed doing, and after a while they found some, lonely things, quiet things, in little hamlets and manors at the edges of the land. Tristan's shield was often dented, and often mended. His sword grew notched, but he kept it carefully keen. Juniper grew as fearless as any horse ever born, and the rumor of their coming sent awful things scurrying into their holes. But the world is not a story, or if it is, the plot is very strange. The people Tristan helped were mostly poor, and though they were grateful when he killed a Quiggin or caught an outlaw, it was hard to live on what they gave in thanks. He enjoyed